Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
And finally on our program tonight, Markets and Company News. And I'm in conversation now with Fahima Adia, who's a senior equity analyst at Momentum Investments. Let's start with African Bank. Fahima, results out yesterday, fairly flat in terms of profit, but it's also delayed its listing on the JSE, pushing it out by about 2 years. What are you reading into that?
Good evening, Jeremy. Thanks for having me. So yes, it seems it has delayed that listing plans by 2 or even 3 years. It just seems from a financial point of view, the company's just not ready. It's still targeting further earnings growth, saying that it's hoping to reach an earnings target of 2.6 billion over the next 3 years. If we look at the latest results, the profit after tax came in at 525 million. So that's increasing the current earnings by almost 5 times, which I think is quite ambitious. But the CEO basically said that it wants the stock to be well traded with a lot of liquidity once it eventually lists, which does make a lot of sense. And it also wants the overhang of that BEE shares to be behind it. So it is in the process of trying to place that with the right partner before the listing, and is considering partnerships with the PIC and the Government Employees Pension Fund.
Let's move on to Anglo American and Anglo Platts, planning to sell 6.6% of Amplats ahead of that spin-off. And just looking at the share price, Anglo up 2.5% today, and also a little bit of interest in Implats.
Yeah, so it seems they were successful in selling that 6.6% of Amplats at 548 Rand a share. So the purpose of this is just to increase the free float ahead of the full exit, which is expected mid-2025. So they're basically doing it in this manner to reduce the number of shares that will go to the Anglo-American shareholders once the full demerger goes ahead, so that the holders of those shares do not need to then immediately offload because of their mandate requirements, which could then impact the share price. And I guess this is just, you know, part of that wider restructuring plan to demerge Amplats and De Beers from Anglo American. It also recently announced the sell-off of the coal business. So this will just enable it now to concentrate on the copper assets and on Kumba iron ore, which are commodities that will be important for the green transition.
And long-term, what sort of advantage is it for Amplats?
So I think Amplats is still a very strong company. It has a lot of good platinum assets that will be important in the long term, considering the key role that platinum plays in the hydrogen economy in particular. But so what Anglo American is saying is that it's just better for it to be a standalone entity, given the unique, strategic merits that it has going forward. And it will just enable it to raise capital better and to just stand alone better without Anglo American. It has its own unique priorities. So I do think that the investment case for Amplats is positive. And of course, that will depend on, a turnaround in the platinum price once we do see that commodity cycle turn.
Let's look at a couple of other company items if we can. Pepkor returning to profitability. This was out yesterday, but this is fairly impressive, opening between 250 and 300 new stores next year. And all of this has been driven by growth, particularly in the retail space, but also financial technology. And it's so interesting to see how players like this are becoming more aggressive in the fintech space.
Yeah, it's great to see that return to profitability there. The share price was up quite nicely immediately after the results were released. And we're seeing the revenue increased by 7.8%, gross profit increased by 13.5%. Like you said, that's been driven by the retail growth and fintech segments. And it's also managed to capture some additional market share and improve its profit margins. But despite that better performance, I think there are some issues with some of their brands like Ackermans, Tacky Town and Shoe City. So it has had to record some impairments there due to the difficult environment. But what I've taken from this is, I just think given the impact that Shein and Temu is having on the local market, it's actually quite good to see our local retailers have been quite resilient despite that.
Let's move on to Nampak, also another return to profitability, but also interesting to see in the commentary here that part of the problems that it's had in the past is difficulty in investment in Nigeria. and not the first company, Fahima, that has experienced this?
Yes, definitely. So we are seeing it now going through this restructuring phase of trying to dispose of some of those African assets. Like you said, it was really hit massively by the losses it experienced in Nigeria in the prior year. And that's just due to, you know, that currency devaluation that we saw there. It's also managed to sell Nampak Zimbabwe. So those disposals have just helped to reduce some of the massive debt that it had there and to just bring down its financing costs. But it is positive to see that they're now seeing a positive headline earnings expected to come through from continuing operations of between 31 Rand and 35 Rand versus those losses we saw a year ago. So good to see that the business is turning itself around.
Let me get a quick view from you on Black Friday, which is just around the corner. A little earlier on in the show, we were talking about this buy now, pay later interest-free payment scheme that seems to be becoming a lot more prevalent in South Africa. Just looking at some new retail numbers, consumers spending around 214 billion rand during the third quarter. That's according to the retail spend barometer. Black Friday is going to be a test, I guess, of how buoyant consumer demand is. I don't need to tell you that many retail outlets have already started their Black Friday promotions. Fahima, from your perspective then, which companies in the short term then are likely to get a jump, are likely to benefit from this?
So I think it's probably going to be a variety of your retail companies, Jeremy. It'll likely be your clothing retailers, you know, the likes of your Pepco, Mr. Price, Truworths, TFG, and also the food retailers will also have their own promotions. And then I was just having a look at this retail spending barometer, which, like you said, you know, shows a 4.1% growth year on year. And that was driven by an increase in FMCG sales, also recovery in tech and the durable sector. So I think that also indicates that we'll probably see some stronger numbers coming through in the tech companies and also in the durable companies that, you know, provide your home appliances like your washing machines, refrigerators, and so forth. So I think it's going to be quite a big variety of retail companies set to benefit from this.
And just a quick note from you. I see the IMF today supporting South Africa adopting lower inflation targeting. I guess that's almost a fait accompli now.
Yeah, so it looks like the IMF is saying it would be a good idea, but it would need to be carefully and gradually implemented. But it would be good given, you know, the volatile global environment. But, you know, from my point of view, economists would usually say that a developing country like South Africa usually needs a higher inflation target, which would enable us to aim for higher growth. And of course, you know, South Africa is in desperate need of higher growth. And targeting a low inflation rate as low as 2% just means that we'd probably have to keep things like interest rates higher for longer. And of course, that could constrain your growth in the long term. So, I mean, it is something to consider there. It's interesting to see that the IMF is quite bullish, but the Reserve Bank is being quite conservative, I think. So it will be interesting to see how this plays out.
And we'll talk to you again next week. Fahima Adia, thank you very much indeed. Senior Equity Analyst at Momentum Investments. Always appreciate that analysis.
Heart Business on Heart 1027 with MoneyWeb.